As police use of force continues to top national headlines, there is a bill making its way through the Arizona legislature, already passed in the state house, that would get every Arizona state trooper a body cam. But State Senator David Gowan introduced an amendment that says, quote, the department may not disclose the recording made by an officer-worn body camera unless the recording involves a criminal act. So most of the footage from those body cams would be kept from the public. And joining us now to talk more about this, the former boss of Arizona's troopers, the retired director of the Arizona Department of Public Safety, Frank Milstead. Frank, you've said in the past you support troopers wearing body cams, but does keeping footage from the public just make things worse in terms of gaining trust?
You know, it definitely could, Jim. I'm not sure what the message behind that is. I would tell you that I think there's a couple of things that law enforcement has to do with that body camera footage. And one of the things that we did when I was a chief in Mesa is that supervisors were required to review a certain number of videos from each officer on their squad just to look for how they comport themselves during the stop. They can look for constitutional issues, look for training issues, look for use of force issues. But if we have all of this data and all of this video and we don't look at it as leadership, I don't think it's good when you go to court because something happened and they said, well, you should have known because you had all this data, but you never reviewed it. So there's definitely some issues with that idea.
We are talking with Frank Milstead, the retired head of Arizona's DPS. And Frank, what other reforms would you like to see in law enforcement? I mean, was there anything on your wish list that you didn't get for DPS before you retired?
Well, yeah, there is. There's things. So the budget's always been very tight, and Governor Ducey was always very supportive of law enforcement. But there's things that the department just needs, and they're not even wants. But, you know, we do air rescue for the state, and the helicopters that we have in our fleet, there's five Bell helicopters. Only one of them is new. The other ones need to be updated and replaced. I think there's opportunity for two-finger fast identification in vehicles. I think there's an opportunity to use more drones to clear accidents off of highways quicker. But, you know, Jamie, I would tell you the one thing that you have to be concerned about with the body camera is it's not a panacea to officer safety, to complaints. It's really just one view, you know, of the truth. And the truth is always the constant in the situation. But the perception and vantage point of that changes, and you know that by watching NFL football. You know, they use 36 cameras to decide whether the guy's foot was in or out.
Yeah, totally. By the way, it was out when the Steelers won the Super Bowl over the Cardinals. We're talking with Frank Milstead. I wanted to get back, though, to this one particular bill, because you're saying that really maybe this is not a good idea, that they would be able to keep this footage away from the public despite a request, a FOIA request, a Freedom of Information Act request, to see this body cam footage?
I agree. I think it's an issue. I mean, what if you talk about a criminal issue? That's great. But what if it's just an issue about how the officer conducted themselves? Did somebody say something inappropriate? And if you have that video to review and say, hey, did this trooper comport themselves in a negative manner? Did they say something inappropriate to the motorist? Why wouldn't we look at that?